You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to learn about a scholarship opportunity for students looking to attend Lutheran schools here in Missouri in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Joshua Swartz. He is Director of Schools for the Missouri District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Joshua, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Oh, thank you, Andy and Sarah. Happy to be here.
So in the past, we've talked about Mo Scholars. For those who maybe didn't catch that conversation, can you remind us what is Mo Scholars?
Absolutely. It is a fantastic state program to allow families of all sorts of income levels the opportunity to receive a scholarship to be able to attend a school of their choice. So if they're looking at always wanting to go to a parochial school and haven't been able to afford that, this is a fantastic opportunity to be able to do that. It helps all families from all over the state of Missouri to be able to attend a school of choice.
How has Missouri Scholars made a difference for families?
Well, great question, Sarah. We've had all kinds of families share different thank you letters. Had letters come in from single family, single household incomes, just share with tears of joy on the phone or through letters, just how thankful they are the opportunity to be able to send their son or daughter to a school. They never thought this would ever be able to happen for them. And the difference that sending them, like for us, to a Christian school to learn about Christ and to grow in that faith with their personal Lord and Savior, as well as receive a high academic standing education, has just been life-changing for them. So it has been an amazing program that the state put forth 4 years ago today.
How does this program work for families? I know we're going to talk in just a minute about how to apply, but help us understand how the program works, like the 30,000 level, 30,000 foot level.
Absolutely. So what they really do is they go through an application process, show the financial need that is there. They become qualified, and then we work on securing the funding for them to be able to attend. Majority of families can receive up to $7,145 to be able to attend a school of choice. And for families that have additional special needs that they need for therapies and things like that, there's additional funds that can be provided up to $12,503 to be able to help families get those additional therapies and attend a school of choice. So it can really cover their full educational needs at a school.
Who is eligible for this program? I know you've been talking through some details, but what are the eligibility requirements for this program?
Yeah, so the eligibility requirements are twofold. One is through an income base, which is based on the FDA's guideline for free and reduced lunches. And that you can get a link on our website to be able to see what those amounts are. So it's up to 300% of the federal FDA poverty guidelines that are there for the free and reduced lunch. Or they can apply based on special needs. And all they have to do is have a current IEP on file or an ISP, which is an individual student plan. And so either direction, they can qualify for it from kindergarten through 12th grade to be able to attend a school.
And you mentioned a link. We'll provide that link in the program notes to today as well. So if you're listening on the radio, you can go to kfuo.org and find the Coffee Hour there, and we'll provide the notes there as well, or the link to the Missouri District website as well. So you can find all the Mo Scholars info there. So there is a deadline to apply for this for the upcoming school year, correct?
Yes, Andy, there is. The deadline is April 3rd, 2026. So if they go to our website and click on where it's got Mo Scholars, they'll be able to see everything there. So for those listening, it's mo.lcms.org. Check out KFUO's website and be able to get all the information from there.
All right, so the important details. How do families apply for Mo Scholars?
Absolutely. They just go to that link. There's a button. They answer some questions. It'll say, congratulations, looks like you qualify. It'll give you the link to go directly to the application process to begin filling it out. So they'll need things like their tax income forms, verification of address, information and letters. So it'll just walk them through step by step. And they can save it and come back to it and continue to fill it out. They just have to have it completed by the 3rd of April, 2026.
What have families shared with you about that application process? I know there are numerous families that have participated in the program. You've helped with providing some information on how to apply. What's the feedback they've provided to you about that application process?
The application process does take some time, so it takes a little bit of gathering the documents that they need. They can reach out to my office directly, and we can easily provide them some additional information of, here's some documents just to have on file before you begin. It is a long process. It does take time, so it's not easy to complete. It's good to start it, see what you need, begin gathering that information, and then to continue to fill it out as you go. They have plenty of time to get that accomplished and done. You're not going to be able to do it in one sitting. That's what we've heard.
Okay, so you need to allot plenty of time. The deadline is April 3rd, is that right?
Yes, that is right around
the corner. I mean, before you know it, April's going to be here. We're approaching the season of Lent very soon, and that's just going to fly by. So now's really the time to start the application, start gathering the documents you need for it. And I might add, this sounds very similar to the process that one would need to be prepared for when filling out the FAFSA. So it sounds like good preparation when you have a student who may be thinking about college down the road, because you're going to be doing something similar to that in a few years when they're applying for college and sitting down and gathering all those documents. And I don't know, are you familiar with the FAFSA process as well?
Yes, we actually have that because we do provide college scholarships. So if you're attending a Concordia University and in church work ministry, we have funds for that as well.
So it sounds like similar in that you want to make sure that you know all the documents you need, that you're gathering them, you give yourself plenty of time to do it. Again, be prepared for this to be in before April, because the deadline's April 3rd. And the website, mo.lcms.org, you can find Mo Scholars information there. And again, we'll share that link in the program notes today as well. Stories that families have shared with you about how this has made a difference for them.
Everything from, we can't thank you enough. It has really made an impact on our children and our lives. Some it has led to adult and child baptisms and becoming part of the church. Others is just I was able to get my child out of a bad situation and into a school that really cares and knows them by name. And wow, what a difference that has made.
Anything else you want us to know about applying for the Mo Scholars for this year?
Nah, check out it on the website, apply early, often, get it in there before April 3rd, and look forward to make a difference in the lives of your child and your family by getting a scholarship that can make a difference. So,
I know that we've talked with you and Leah Siva King before as well about not necessarily those who are applying for the scholarship, but how the rest of us can be a part of supporting this scholarship or this program as well.
Yeah.
What does that look like? Yeah.
Same website connection. Go to mo.lcms.org. Click on the tab that says Mo Scholars. There are two buttons there. One that you can help support the program and one that you can apply to be a part of the program. And I will show this, Andy. Once you're in the system, it's easy to stay in the system. All families have to do is complete a survey once a year to stay in it. And it's not going to take them as long. It's about 10 questions total. Take them less than 2 minutes to complete, and they stay in the program. So, a little difficult getting in. It's worth it. Once you get in, it's easy to stay in the program.
Very good. Again, the website for the Missouri District, mo.lcms.org. And we'll share that information in the KFUO notes today, the coffee hour notes today as well. Guest today, Joshua Swartz, Director of Schools for the Missouri District of the LCMS. Joshua, thanks so much for being our guest on the coffee hour.
Thank you, Andy and Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason. to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.